with that shit. They got nothing better to say. You know them old ass niggas will tear your young ass up. And you know them young ass niggas will tear your old ass up. If you nice, you nice, regardless.
Pop off. Really the realest about it here. You can have your time another year. I ain't throwing shots, but you can get shot. Just watch it. I'm here in Atlanta. Demons dip their holy water. You was lucky that you wasn't in my order. Fuck it, baby. Mama ain't your bastard daughter. Baby, that dicky ball on my niggas court and put them on the ice. A hockey puck and fuck them. With your pops. Your mom doing dirty because she dialing up the cops. That ass hung up. She see me pulling out them rocks. That means she a fiend. My number one customer. She be looking out so my missions on a regular. Chopping up the block. Leave them dead like cellular. Charge the mech up or mech out. It's whatever. You talking out of pocket.
No hold back. Hate crime, bury you in a red coffin, pull stick, now we red bottom. Hit him like he ain't got it, I'm gonna step the shoe, not red bottom. Turn me up, it's getting rough, throw, stitch him up. You don't need no ladder, niggas is pressed, bro, gon' print him up.
Hold on, you know what it is, man. This is AVR music right here.
That's
right.
Why you gon' have this shit without me?
This is Bambini. We ain't gon' have it without her. Y'all not gon' have it without her. Y'all can't have it without us. Pop off.
I'm really the realest about it here. You can have your time another year. I ain't throwing shots, but you can get shot. Just watch it, I'm here in Atlanta. Demons dip their holy water. You was lucky that you wasn't in my order. Fuck it, baby, mama ain't your bastard daughter. Baby, that dicky ball on my niggas court and put them on the ice. A hockey puck and fuck them. Hoes come in dozens, but I don't cuff them, so I keep them low. And now we undercover. Said he undercover, he a pussy lover. He was on the phone crying, like, why you leave? Please, I tell him it's halftime. Sit on the bench, wait for your number. I been told you this ain't your summer. Turn me up, it's getting rough. Show, stitch him up. You don't need no ladder, niggas is pressed. Bro, gon' print him up. Turn me up, it's getting rough. Show, stitch him up. You don't need no ladder, niggas is pressed. Bro, gon' print him up.
What's good? Y'all know what fucking time it is, man. We was just a little late today. We was almost on time and shit. Real talk, man.
Yeah.
It is, though, man. It's Thirsty Thursdays with y'all motherfucking host, Freaky Dick, the one and only tall, skinny, and bony. Would it be like, homie, but you can call me Snacks. I got the girl Bambini up in this motherfucker from Camden, New Jersey, man. Told y'all I'm going to stay bringing y'all the dopest motherfucking unsigned talent out this motherfucking, man.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, man? Got the girl in the building, man. Let the people know who you are, man. Introduce yourself and shit, man.
Yeah.
For some love, man. Definitely out of the head. You on here.
It's Bambini out this bitch. You already know what's going on. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You feel me? It's your girl, the one and only, the legend, the queen of everything I stand on.
That's what's up. Talk that shit.
Follow me at my handle right here, bambini.36, Instagram and TikTok. I will be on there faithfully doing my due. If I'm being funny or whether I'm rapping, you won't get all of me.
Give them all that heat. That's what's up, man. So that track I just went off and shit, man. Tell us a little bit about that track, you know what I mean?
That track wasn't even my idea.
No.
So, I don't know if you're familiar with AVR, but it's not like a music group. It's more so like just a business. The guy that's in the video, that's a friend of, I don't know what if I should call him a friend of mine or a used to be friend of mine, but it was his idea. He wanted to do the beat because he felt like, it was, it's the wave right now, the party music. I'm like, yeah, that's dope. I love the beat. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'll write to a 2.5. I already had old bars that I put on it anyway. So I'm like, all right, let's do it. We did it. He wanted to do the video. Like, he wanted to steer the ship. And I told him, I'm not y'all. I'm Bambini. So whatever I want to do, I want it to be you getting my input on it first before you say, oh, all right, this is what we're going to do, this. I came in with an outfit, didn't even wear the outfit that was in the video.
Yeah.
He took mad long to record it, and it was on his phone. I don't understand why it took that long. So I kind of don't like the song. I don't like it at all.
I think you did your thing on this shit. I couldn't tell that you
did. I mean, I appreciate it, but that's not, if I had another video, like I got a song out right now called In My Mode, and I performed that at the battle. That's the song that I really want to push. And I have another, I got an original drawing that I'm doing right now. It's like, it's crazy. So it's other stuff that I wish I would have did than give you that video, like for real.
I think our viewers enjoyed it though. You know what I mean? I think
most, I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes as an artist and shit, like, I think our worst songs, our worst performances be like dope though to other people though. You know what I mean? Like even when we fuck up while performing, they don't realize that we fucked up. Like we realize we fucked up. You feel what I'm saying? So I definitely feel you on that. So the name Bambini. Tell us. How did you come up with that name? How did you come up with your artist name?
All right. So you remember The Sandlot?
You said the what?
The movie The Sandlot.
Nah, I didn't see that one.
You didn't see The Sandlot?
You said The Sandlot? Nah, I can check it out then.
That movie came out in like, I think like 93, 94 maybe.
Hey man, my old ass ain't see that one.
It's about it's like based in it when Babe Ruth was out, the baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on a time around there. It's all like these little boys that was playing baseball, they had a dream to be pro players or whatever, and their idol was Babe Ruth. So they called him the Great Bambino. I love that movie. And so I'm like, what if
I didn't see it? Somebody else in the comments talking about what? You didn't see it? No, I didn't see it. I'm gonna watch it though.
What? You have to, because if I tell you that, you'll understand why I got my name. They said a quote in there, and they said, "Heroes get remembered, but legends never die." And I always like love the movie, love that quote. So I'm like, all right, I'm Bambini then. You got the Great Bambino, I'm Bambini. The fuck, baby girl.
That's what I'm talking about. Watch Heroes. I gotta check it out. I'm gonna definitely check it out. That's what's up, man. So let me ask you all, what got you into rap music initially?
My mom used to rap back in the day. Yeah, so she had like a little black little cassette demo tape. And I listened, she was like, I used to do this. I'm like, let me hear it. So I listened to that thing so much, I lost it. Like I used to carry around with me and just listen to her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I bet you I can write me a little 16 word. She taught me how to count bars and everything. So when I wrote my first one and I showed her, she like, what? I'm like, yeah, like I can do this too. You feel me?
Yeah.
So ever since then, I just love the thought of being a rapper.
That's what's up. And you got to impress your mom too. I know that was a dope film too. You know what I mean?
It took to this day. She told me to go get them.
Keep pushing.
No Vaseline, all that stuff. So it's like, really trying to get me to dead these bitches.
That's what's up.
For real.
Push it. Push through all the barriers. Fuck that shit. You know what I mean? So who are some of your biggest music influences?
That's crazy because I really don't have one.
No, you don't?
Your mom, I try, when I'm
you said your mom then?
I mean, hey. That's really the first one. The very first one. And it's crazy that you mentioned Christian rap because I used to go to this church out West Philly, and they had a Christian rap group called The Union. And them niggas was like really rapping. Like, they was doing old State Property beats in Christian rap. So I'm like, this shit tough as hell.
Yeah.
And they kind of inspired me to get up and want to perform because they always perform for us like on Sundays and Fridays and stuff. So that kind of, my mom and them, I would say. Nobody really in the industry, because I didn't look at anybody on TV and be like, oh my God, I want to rap like them.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I write, I try not to listen to other people because I don't want to sound the same.
I feel so. Oh God, that's what's up. That's that's a good method to keep on the real. I heard 50 Cent say some shit like that before. Like, he don't listen to other artists and shit. He listens to himself.
Mm-hmm. I listen to myself all the time.
Yeah, no doubt. Always you yourself gonna be you gonna. I feel like you as an artist, you'll be your biggest criticizer. You know what I'm saying? I gotta go hard. I gotta work hard on this one and shit. You know what I mean? So as far as your music and the message that you're trying to convey, you know what I mean? What type of message do you aim to convey through your music?
I really want to tell people that you can pop your shit without having to show your ass.
nicely put, like that.
Like you can really if you know you can really rap, what are you showing your titties for?
Absolutely, right.
I mean, that's not how I'm trying to come out. Like I dress dope as fuck, but I'm not trying to sit here and twerk while I'm rapping, and that's gonna take away from what I'm trying to say. Y'all not really hearing for real.
You trying to suck your time out your ass, is what you're saying, mm-hmm. right? No doubt.
Yeah.
When I had Keith Murray on the pod, this shit a couple of weeks ago, we spoke about that. He mentioned how I do awards and all that shit, how motherfuckers all bent over and doing all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah.
He said that shit is some bullshit. He was like, I ain't supposed to say that shit, but I can say it on your podcast. I'm gonna say it.
for real, it is bullshit.
He said some ratchet shit. And that's coming from a legend. You feel what I'm saying? So yeah, I definitely feel you on that. And I'm glad you're mm-hmm. on that. We got our children watching this shit. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know if we got kids or not, but we got our children.
Oh yeah, I got them.
Yeah, so you want your kids to be, you know, twerking and doing all that old crazy shit that they say you doing. Like you said, you started rapping because of your mom. They say mm-hmm. they start twerking because you twerking. You feel what I'm saying? They trying to be a better twerper than mom. You feel what I'm saying?
So for real.
Watch out for that shit. Yeah, definitely not me.
Hell no.
So you got a good head on your shoulders and shit like that. Stay strong, sister. Keep pushing with that on real. But as far as your writing process and shit like that, describe the process behind writing your songs.
Man, when I write, I really, like, right now, I'm thinking of something. But I'm not, I wouldn't grab a pencil and paper right now, because I know if I try to write that one line, I'm going to be stuck. So I'm like, let me try to think of, like, four bars real quick. And then I'll write it down. And I got notes in my phone called loose bar or random bars, and that's just random shit, and I put it all together.
Okay.
But if somebody was to, like, if I was in a session and somebody be like, you got 30 minutes to write a 16 or whatever, just write a 16, I'm on that shit. You're not going to challenge me.
Well, you
I'm
say
up there so, with y'all niggas so, like that, you know?
Yes, yeah, so you like it. Hey, listen, y'all chicks was coming hard. It was like, I think it was three of y'all there that night. Y'all mm-hmm. was coming harder than some of them niggas and shit. I think one chick, I know J-Dub was mad at my ass because I was like, nah, baby girl, nah, she looked hard to that nigga ass.
No, for real.
If it was a shootout, it was a wild, wild west motherfucker. She won. Like, she pulled the gun out fast, nigga. Like,
I was so mad because at the last battle, I thought we was doing two songs.
Yeah.
And I picked the wrong fucking song. I'm like, I'd have flamed him with the song that I had if I didn't choose the party one. I was so mad. Yes. I'm like, you know what? It's all right. I didn't feel good anyway, so I just fucking left.
I feel you. Nah, y'all killed like, y'all shit. The energy was there. The energy
yeah.
was there. Dope as fuck, you know what I mean? Y'all all came with y'all game faces on, and y'all was ready to come with that business. Like what, yo?
It
was
hell
like,
yeah.
It was intense and entertaining at the same time. The shit, real tough.
Yeah, man. It was very intense because you know that male energy.
Yeah, but y'all females came in and handled y'all thing though, man. I got some of the footage and shit, so you know what I mean. I was there firsthand. I was there first.
mm-hmm. I mean, I always walk in the room and tell niggas I'm better than them.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to, you're I'm better than you. And they be like, oh, we want, because, you know, male ego, so they're going to want to rap first. I'm like, go ahead.
Yeah.
And then when I come with what I got, they like, oh, yeah, da 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 da. Then they want to be down with the brown. No, you was just out with me a few seconds ago. The fuck? Hell no.
So let me ask you, has that been the challenge you have faced, you know what I mean, in your journey so far? I mean, since you're speaking on it, I would think so, you know what I'm saying, or not?
No, it's always been easy, because that's something that I know how to do. It's like, I used to have a passion for it. I used to say, I love doing this. I just like rapping, because I know how to do that shit. And if it take me far, it take me far. I mean, this being on an interview with you was like the most thing in the battle. All that was started happening in the last 2 months. So I'm like, all of this is what I want to do.
Yeah, so it's happening.
If it take me,
yeah, the universe is working. I said the universe is working in favor for you. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly. So that's I'm just being patient.
Yeah, most definitely. Keep pushing this shit. You're definitely going to get a lot of exposure being on this platform. It's not going to get took it down. Like I said, I'm on 30 plus different platforms and shit right now. That's including podcasts and shit too. And like I said, I got the Roku channel and the Roku Fire TV channel in the makings. Everything is being, you know, everything's being worked on. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean,
yeah.
That's going to be even bigger because that's giving you exposure to millions of people that have Roku devices, you know what I'm saying, throughout the world. You know what I'm saying? So You know what I mean? That's real big and shit. And that's what I plan to do with Thirsty Thursdays, man. Take this shit real big and then, you know, just create a home for, you know what I mean, unsigned artists to get that exposure that they want. And, you know what I mean? They get it at a cheap-ass fucking price. Right now, I'm doing this shit straight free. I'm putting in all the work and all that shit. I ain't charging nobody nothing. It's about building the platform and, you know, getting the content and shit like that. So I think everybody that's coming on the platform, you feel what I'm saying, right now, helping me with the conversation and shit like that. And then at the same time, putting out content that, you know what I mean, if other artists, inspiring artists is watching, they'll be inspired by artists like you, you know what I mean? Just about the story and shit. So, you know what I mean? That's my main objective and shit, you know what I mean? To get y'all round up and shit, you know what I mean?
Of course. I appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? Real tough. That's what's up, man. So as far as criticism and shit and feedback, you know what I mean? How do you handle that?
Some people gonna like you, some people not.
Facts.
I just take it how it comes. If I'd rather for you to tell me, like, listen, if I send you a song and I'd be like, I need you to listen to this for me, see if you like it. I'd rather you to be like, fix this, change this, see how you can work on this, instead of saying, oh, nah, that shit trash. Yeah. Because in my heart of hearts, I know it's not trash. I just want to know what I can fix because I don't hear something right. So I want to have a second opinion. Yeah. If I do make something trash and I think it's trash, I'm not going to let you listen to it. But you know, take it how it comes. People not gonna like your shit, and that's okay. And then you got haters that's gonna say they're not gonna like it, but really fuck with you.
Fuck. So. Okay, as haters, how you feel about haters? Well, you don't.
Fuck them.
That's what I'm talking about. I say, or you don't. You
know, I mean, I don't give a fuck about them.
I think you need
nine haters. Times out of ten, they don't know me.
Yeah, you need haters, though. You know what I mean? Shit.
I mean, you need them for sure.
Yeah.
But I just rather like act like you're not even there.
They don't exist. It's in their mind. It's in their fucking mind. Crazy for ass. Sure.
It happens a lot.
So let me ask you. Oh, hold up.
That's all right. That's why. Not over here. Hell no,
because
I'll be there cough up
a
lung when it's big.
My lungs gonna stay in this motherfucking shit. I gotta do. Fuck that.
I hit the weed once or twice and I'm good.
But nah, we gonna keep it going, man. Good, man. I definitely wanna thank you for coming on the show, man. It's definitely an honor to have you on the show, man. We gonna keep it moving and shit. Y'all already know what this is. It's Thirsty Thursdays. But y'all motherfucking host, Freaky Deep, the one and only Tall, Skinny, and Bony. Would it be like, homie? If anybody's just tuning in to the platform and shit, man, it's an interactive platform. So if you got any questions that you want to ask the sister, Bambini, you know what I'm saying? Just drop in the comments, man. Yo, shit, definitely respond to you and shit, man. We can definitely see the comments at the bottom of the screen and shit. So like I said, if you got any questions and shit, definitely hit the sister up. Make sure you hit that like button. Make sure you share. If you got one comment, I already see people comment. I appreciate y'all, man. Definitely make sure y'all comment and shit, man. Again, thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all already know Thirsty Thursday, straight up and shit, man. As far as, you know what I mean, your hometown and shit and your background, do you feel like it has an influence on your music?
Mm-mm. You know? I mean, yeah, of course, because this is where I'm from and I'd rather put my city on. Like that, people get that fucked up. Like, if they see shit going on in the hood, they rather be like, oh, stop worrying about that little shit. It's not little shit. All publicity is good publicity. So why not be in my hood doing shit, supporting them, and I get that love back. If I got a show in Atlanta, Texas, somewhere, somebody's going to try to pop out for my city, and I got to put us on once I get there. You know what I'm saying? So it's a big influence on what I do, what I try to do. I always mention my city in my songs.
As far as artists, what artists would you love to collaborate with?
I if you ask me,
it could be any artist. It could be an artist that's on or not. It don't matter. Any artist.
Chris Brown.
Oh shit!
I love him.
That's all y'all gonna do is make a track. You smile a little too fucking hard, girl. Like, hold on.
No, I would like to collaborate with him because his work ethic is crazy. Like, that's all he do is work, and he no good talent.
Yeah, he
anybody him. Else? It's like these females that's in the rap game right now. I mean, Nicki Minaj maybe, but she got her picks and chooses in the industry. I would say Lotto. I would want to work with her.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as far as close to me, just my niggas that I know that's rapping.
That's what's up.
That's about it. I'd rather keep it in the family.
All right, so as far as the industry is constantly changing and shit, you know what I mean? How do you say you stay authentic?
I try to stick to what I know. Because these bitches is out here rapping about shit they don't even fucking know about. Carry the blickie. Where? Where? For who? The fuck? If it ain't for me or my kids, I'm not carrying shit.
No.
I mean, I should, because I'm a female, and I'm trying to really move out here by myself, because I really don't trust too many people. Yeah. So it's like, when it comes to my protection, of course. But I'm not about to, these bitches talking about bodies, they don't even suck dick. Okay? Some of y'all is worrying about the wrong shit.
Yeah, you crazy. Talk bad shit.
I try to stick to what I know. I feel like that's what made me authentic. I'm not going dibble dabble I ain't jumping over the fence. Mm-mm.
I hear that shit.
A lot of, it's a whole lot of talk and a whole lot of everybody want to go viral. Leave me out of it.
So they saying what's trending right now. You know what I mean? If it's showing your ass and twerking or whatever, that's what they talking about. That's what they doing this shit. You know?
That's what they want to do. That's what they want to be famous for.
Yeah, follow the leader type shit. You know what I mean? Type crazy shit. So as far as pressure and competition, how do you handle the pressure and competition?
The what?
The pressure and competition in the rap game.
Oh.
How you handle it?
I look at them and I'll be like, damn, what can I do to be better? Like, what can I do to make my shit better? Because I work with nobody that the industry, and then it's underground. So we don't know each other. They may see me, they may hear a little snippet or something, but they're going to look at me as I'm not competition when I know I can wipe these bitches out the fucking box. Like, I can wipe them all out.
Say that.
It's like, what can I do, like, to be, they gonna catch on to this for real, you know?
Yeah, I feel you. So as far as your thoughts, what are your thoughts on the current state of mainstream hip hop right now? I mean, you already said about the twerking and shit, but what are your thoughts as far as mainstream hip hop?
It sounds like it's trying to make a comeback. It sounds like it, but that's just recent.
Yeah, you got some dope artists out here saying some things, but then you still got the bullshit that's being pushed on us, you know, as far as mainstream, like what we already been talking about, you know, the killing of each other, you know, demon music. I seen it TikTok, yo, and a nigga was like, it was a black dude, so he was like, man, we in the club listening to demon music, nigga. And you wonder why we killed each other, shit, nigga. We in here drinking, talking about, yeah, I'll shoot you, nigga.
Nigga, we gonna feel some type of way.
Yeah, nigga, we in here chanting this shit, niggas, and we affirming this shit, nigga. We wonder why somebody got shot tonight, nigga, because we wanted that happen, nigga. We talking, we singing, we rapping this shit. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Shit's crazy, yo. Shit's crazy. What's going on? Yeah, shit is crazy, yo. Real talk, man. But demon music. I seen that. That's just the fuck out of me, yo.
It is a lot of music out there that I do listen to, and I like, if I go out, I'm like, this shit don't sound right. Like,
yeah.
Change the song, because what are we really doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Travis Scott, all them niggas. Like, what are y'all doing? What? Y'all up there head bobbing and ain't a hip hop artist? Why are y'all in here doing mosh pits? Yeah. Like, what's going on for real? But I hope I don't run into the wrong people. That's all I know.
You gotta stay
in. Make music, and I'm trying to get us up out of this hood that we in.
I hear that.
I don't
want
to run into nobody.
It's 21 hours.
Yeah, so yeah, you definitely got. I would say stay independent. If you're gonna sign with somebody, oh man, just, you know, cross your T's and dot your I's.
I'm gonna have to.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I get up out of there quick. You said what? Oh no, I'm good.
Thanks for letting that single hit. I'm gone. Fuck out of here. Shit, it's what it is, man. Exactly. So, what's your take on the relationship between rap and social issues?
Rap is the platform to talk about social issues. Everybody is listening, but I don't think they take advantage of that enough. For sure. It's a lot of females that's in the rap game right now. Like, why are you not talking about the struggles of you being a single mother? Or the struggles of you having postpartum depression? or the fact that these niggas just keep leaving you with babies. Yeah. Fucking your head up. They want to be out here with bitches. They want to sell drugs and do this. You home doing what? You rap, bitch, write that shit out. That's, you know what I'm saying? They don't talk about mental health enough. They want to talk about it, but I feel like they scared to because they don't want to look like a bitch.
Yeah, don't nobody want to know they vulnerable, they, you know, they, or seem like they, you know, they I guess like a handicap or disability or like they just not 100. They, you know what I mean? They not 100 and shit. I think that's what it is for the most part of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then some people look at individuals as strong, so, you know, you want to keep that look. You know what I'm saying? Even if you're going through something and shit, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm strong. Everybody gonna see me weak and shit, you know what I mean? So that's what I'm going through. I'm gonna keep pushing, like, you know what I mean? Ain't nothing happening, shit, y'all. You know what I mean? It's writer's block and creative slumps. Like, how do you deal with that shit?
I had writer's block for 8 years.
Oh, 8 fucking years?
8 years.
They
why?
Got 8
because
now.
I mean, once I started getting the motivation back, I started wanting to write more. Mm-hmm. So that just happened this year, like around May. So the 8 years that I did have writer's block. Like we were saying earlier, life hit me. I had my 2 daughters. So I just stopped doing what the fuck I was doing. I was moving around a lot. I moved to Arizona, Tennessee twice, came back and forth. Like, the shit was hectic around that time. So I really didn't have time to do it. But if somebody, like, in that time, if somebody would have asked me, spit a 16, I'm spitting old shit. You feel me? Just to let them know, like, I can really rap. So
if I get
back into it, I'll do it.
Yeah, no doubt. I can dig that. That's what's up and shit. Now, how important are live performances for you?
Very important. Yeah. Everybody needs that. It's practice.
I agree.
It's practice for that big stage.
Most definitely.
For sure.
You gotta learn.
You gotta know how to hype a crowd. They need to fuck with you.
Yeah, most definitely.
So, you feel me? Why not?
Yeah, you need crowd participation. A lot of people don't get that. And I think they need to pay attention to that, because people that's watching you, like if it's industry people or shit like that or whatever, they're looking at how you are affecting the crowd. And if you can't make the crowd move and shit, they ain't even bopping their head or nothing, nigga. They just sitting there looking at you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, so as far another question I had wanted to ask you, as far as your writing process, like it's like for me as an artist, you know what I mean? Like I write my best music when like something happens to me, like if I'm hurt, or you know what I mean, like anything happen, like a relationship, you know what I mean, break up, or you know what I mean, like somebody died, some shit like that. Like I can write my dopey shit to that shit, or they killing black brothers and shit like that. I got so much music like that. I ain't put it out because they probably kill my ass. So, real talk. I feel the type of way about them attacking our black men. I love our black men. Fuck that shit, man. Real talk. Yeah. So, you know, I got some hard shit about that. So, as far as that question is basically like, do life experiences? Do you write your music based off of life experiences at times?
I started to recently, like stuff that happened to me recently. But I every time I go through something, I hold it in a lot until I explode. Like, and that's a bad trait that I have.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to learn how to write it out more. So that, you know, that's just an artist challenge that I got. Just trying to check off the list. But life stuff, nah, I ain't really, like when I was younger stuff, I ain't really go through. Now I had a happy childhood. Growing up now, looking back, I probably did go through some stuff that I should be traumatized about, but I'm not. So you feel me? Life goes on.
Yeah. So you overcame because life happens. I mean, it's nothing that we can do. It's like the world, you know what I mean? I heard in the motivational speaker, it was like, we can't, like, it's going to be earthquakes, it's going to be hurricanes, it's going to be storms. It's going to be all type of shit, right? But guess what? Life goes on. Why? Because life going to keep happening and shit like that. So it's going to be all that type of shit happening in our lives too. Hurricanes.
Yeah, for real.
Feel like a fucking hurricane. It's going to feel like an earthquake. You know what I'm saying?
Landslide.
You got to keep pushing, man. You know what I mean? So, you know, talk, man. Like I said, it's definitely been a pleasure having you on here. I want to throw this one joint real, this one freestyle on real fast and shit, because I got to get ready to close it up a little bit. I got another brother coming on. So make sure everybody's tuned in right now. Make sure y'all stay the fuck tuned in, because I'll be back on with a gospel rapper. This brother is dope as fuck. He got me ready to go back to church. I'm a spiritual motherfucker. I don't be doing it. this shit because I don't be fucking with the pastor. I think the pastor be on some mug shit. You dig what I'm saying? But this nigga got me ready to go holler at the pastor. I'm just talking shit. But nah, real talk. Make sure y'all tune in and shit. We about to jump into another video of the Sister Bambini. You already know from Camden, New Jersey and shit, man. Definitely give it up for it. Make sure y'all hitting that white fucker button. Make sure y'all hitting that share button, man. Or everybody's been talking. This shit definitely appreciate you from the bottom of my little ass heart. You already know,
no
man.
Speaking
deep, the one and only tall, skinny, and bony. Would it be like, homie, aka Snacks, man? Finna bring it back. We about to jump into a video real fast, man. Then we gonna come back and close out and shit, man. Again, thank y'all for tuning in and shit. Bambini. All
right.
Look. Know you're not going so wild, would you say so? Might touch clay, but you know I don't play though. Grinding niggas up, no need for utensil. I'll be on the stage throwing back like a Kango. Oh no, what the fuck you think I'm gonna stop? I'm eating good, put it in the bowl with your pops. Your mom doing dirty cause she dialing up the cops. That ass hung up, she see me pulling out them rocks. That means she a fiend, my number one customer. She be looking out, so my mission's on a regular. Chopping up the block, leave them dead like cellular. Charge the Mac up, a Mac out, it's whatever. You talking out of pocket.
It ain't play the whole clip. I got edited from earlier and shit, right?
Because I was getting up in that.
Yeah, you was definitely getting up in that motherfucker ass, yo. I know y'all like. I know y'all was feeling that shit. I know y'all was definitely feeling that shit because I was feeling that shit. I don't play no shit. I ain't fucking feeling this shit. Y'all ready? You ain't come on this shit. Your shit, what? Fuck out of here, yo. Anybody just tuning in right now and shit, I am gonna throw back on the video and shit. You know what I mean? We gonna go out this bitch like how we come in. Hang in, nigga. Y'all ain't know what this shit, man. Make sure y'all keep tuning the fuck to the Thirsty Thursdays, man. We ain't done yet, man. Got that Deuce Eddie making juice, that motherfucking premium, man. Stop fucking playing with me, yeah. Bambini, yo, let's go.
Hate crime, bury you in a red coffin, pull stick, now we red bottom. Hit him like he ain't got it, I'm gonna step at you, not red bottom. Turn me up, it's getting rough, stroke, stitch him up. You don't need no ladder, niggas is pressed, bro, gon' print him up.
Hold on, you know what it is, man. This is AVR.
What
the fuck
is y'all talking about?
That's
why you
right.
Gonna have this shit without
this
me?
This is Bambini. We ain't gonna have it without her. Y'all not gonna have it without her. Y'all can't have it without us. Pop off.
I'm really the realest up out of here. You can have your time another year. I ain't throwing shots, but you can get shot. Just watch it. I'm here in Atlanta. Demons dip that holy water. You was lucky that you wasn't in my order. Fuck it, baby. Mama ain't your bastard daughter. Baby, dad, think you ballin'. My niggas court him, put him on the ice. And hockey pop him, fuck him. Hoes come in dozens, but I don't cuff him, so I keep him low. And now he undercover. Said he undercover. He a pussy lover. He was on the phone crying. Like, why you leave? Please. I tell him it's halftime. Sit on the bench and wait for your number. I been told you this ain't your summer. Turn me up. It's getting rough. Stroke, stitch him up. You don't need no ladder. Niggas is pressed. Bro, gon' print him up. Turn me up, it's getting rough. Stroke, stitch him up. You don't need no ladder, niggas is pressed. Bro, gon' print him up.
What's good? We back. We the fuck back, man. Listen, man. I hope y'all definitely have been enjoying the interview. Because I've had fun fucking interviewing this Sister Bam motherfucking Beanie and shit from my whole motherfucking town and shit. Camden, new motherfucking Jersey and shit, man.
Make sure y'all
fucking love, man. Make sure y'all show us some motherfucking love, man.
Hit that like button, everybody.
Hell yeah, and shit, man. Definitely give everybody your handles and shit so they know where to find you and shit, you know what I mean? If y'all don't get it, just rewind the motherfucking phone. Goddamn shit, y'all. Real talk, man. We'll also put the shit in the comments so y'all can definitely check out the Sister and shit. Again, man, it's definitely dope having you on the platform. One thing I would like to ask you, is there any advice that you would give, like, any upcoming artist that's doing their thing and shit? You know what I mean?
Any advice? My advice is stick to yourself. Put God first in everything you do, and it's all going to follow through. And that's literally about it. That's the code I go by.
Say that.
It's really, I mean, it's so easy out here to get yourself prepared to do this shit. Stop being scared. Nobody not gonna do nothing to you. That's your time.
You gotta take a risk. You gotta take a risk.
Exactly. Take those risks.
You gotta take a risk and shit. They call it a leap of faith or some shit, right? You gotta have faith too, though. Exactly. You gotta believe that shit gonna happen. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Ain't no need to push if you don't believe in that shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Real talk,
sit
man.
Sit your ass down, because this ain't for you. It's not.
Yeah, that's right. Sit the fuck down. Sit your ass the fuck down. Real talk. So, again, sis, it was definitely a pleasure and an honor to have you on the motherfucking Thirsty Thursdays and shit. I'm definitely going to put you out there, sis. You're going to see it. I mean, even if you don't see it, just know it. If my mother be like, yo, ain't you bad, baby? You just know it because of Freaky D. It only share. It only take that one share, though, for the right motherfucker to see you doing shit, like I said.
Yes.
So, you know what I mean, I also got a show coming up. I just haven't decided which day I'm going to air it. I wanted to be a day that people want, you know what I mean, tune in and shit and watch all the artists and shit and whatever, but I'll be airing, it'll be a review show and shit, whatever, but I'll be just playing people music and shit like that, you know what I mean?
Right. Station.
And I'll be running it up and shit like that. That'll also be airing on my Roku channel and Fire TV channel too as well, so. Like I said, get y'all that exposure and shit, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? This shit, you know what I mean? I want to see y'all motherfuckers win.
Yes, for the people.
I'm an honest hoe. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know. I saw you. And I'm a whole shishy rat too? The hell?
Yeah, I know a little bit of everything. I got all type of hats. You should see me. Real talk. But now,
you can do it, do it.
Yeah, man, hell yeah, I keep pushing. I just can't stop. Can't stop, won't stop, man. It's my motto and shit, yo. You know what I mean? Stay pushing. You got a good head on your shoulder, sis. You still young. You know what I mean? All I can say, just keep pushing. Again,
thank you.
Going on Thirsty Thursdays with your host, the one and only tall, skinny, and bony. What it be like, homie? Freaky Deep, a.k.a. motherfucking Snacks. Hey, man, make sure y'all stay tuned. Fucking, we'll be back and shit, man. We got the girl Bambini and shit. We out this motherfucker, man. Thank y'all again for tuning the fuck in. Y'all know what it is, man. Y'all know how it does, man. This ain't it and this ain't that. Some shit. I don't know, nigga. That do sick.
Bye, y'all.
Peace.